I think what there needs to be is there needs to be a realistic discussion about voter apathy. There needs to be a realistic discussion about who gets to vote and why. San Francisco is a unique entity throughout the state, but one of the things we have a ballot measure locally that wants to allow individuals who are non-citizens to vote. You know, one of the saddest failings of that initiative is the fact that it doesn't also include those parents who may be in county jail, who may be incarcerated. You would think that if you want to give a vote to everyone who is ineligible to vote, let's do it across the board. You have U.S. citizens right here who have had their votes revoked, yet they still have children in the school district. Why shouldn't they be given just as much consideration as those who may be here and may not be U.S. citizens or legal citizens or legal residents?
Do you think it would be possible to pass a law locally that would allow people to vote in the county elections?
Well, I mean, they already have something on the ballot for November for that consideration. But yet again, people who are in jail, primarily people of color who are in jail, were not a consideration of that particular measure. That's a problem. Withholding HAVA funds, that becomes a problem as well. Because you're talking about the group of 18 to 25-year-olds that attend my institutions, that attend community colleges across the board, and not allowing them the ability to communicate, get rides, educate them and others within their communities is a problem. That cuts down on their ability and certainly cuts down on their desire to go and vote.
Do you have any comment on the news which is coming out of Florida in the past couple of days? Like there was news about this, it was called a caging list.
Right.
It was like a file with lists of names in African-American communities.
Well, one of the things that you look at, if you look back a ways, privatizing the ability to run elections, privatizing the control of voter rolls, privatizing much of that to companies that may have a political agenda or may be politically sympathetic to one party versus another is a problem. I think that the state of Florida should have kept most of that in-house, should certainly have put people on that, and should have dedicated the resources to making sure that that didn't happen. It is going to be, the nation's going to be watching to make sure that Florida and Georgia and many of the other swing states are making sure that the vote gets out and gets counted. It's not just enough that, you know, people go to the polls or they get their absentee ballot, but it has to be counted. It has to get in a timely fashion. In many cases, when you're dealing with communities, especially communities of color, especially if it's a community of color with an English as a second language issue, that's critical. HAVA funds are designed specifically for that, whether it be Florida, whether it be Georgia, whether it be California. And when you don't have those monies made available, or if those who are in charge of those monies don't make them available to those communities that need it the most, then there's a problem. Then you say, then it's no different than redlining that banks did, redlining that others do. You're just doing it in a political sense, and you're getting the blessing of the state court and the lower courts within those states as well. And that's sad. That's not democracy.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Anytime.